I'm being pretty vocal today. This one is called, this one's called being a fuck boy. So I've already basically decided, like, either I want a relationship or I'm just gonna be a total fucking fuck boy, right? it's basically one or the other. Like, there is no in between for me, okay? Like, dude, I'm trying to work 80 hours a week. I'm living a really fucking boring life, okay? For girls that want to go to the club and want to go dancing and want to go hang out at the bar, like, I don't do that shit, okay? So, what kind of girls are, like, gonna be down, you know? Like, part of me is curious to, like, date the corporate energy, oil and gas, you know, legal, medical. There's a lot of energy, there's a lot of medical here. Part of me is curious to date that kind of personality, you know, but then the other part of me is like very anti-establishment, right? And then I don't necessarily want to just be with a homebody. I mean, I don't know, that might be the best thing for me, but, you know, it's like I'm just at ends, right? So, you know, I'll send out the vibrations to the universe. If there is a girl in Houston who is, like, if we are compatible, then we'll start attracting each other. Or there might be a few. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. But until then, you know, I'll just be a fuckboy, right? Like, so I might as well get really good at being a fuckboy because, like, dude, what the hell? I'm horny. Like, I need to fuck. Like, I have a very high sex drive. I like dominance, and I like good sex, okay? So fuck it, you know? Plenty of Fish sucks. I deleted Plenty of Fish because it's all prostitutes and transgender, okay? Plenty of Fish is like Scout and Meet Me. They all suck, okay? So now I'm just on Tinder and Bumble. Bumble is like girls that want a date and want a relationship. I'm trying to see how many chicks I can convince to hook up with me on Bumble, right? I must be a terrible person. And then, I'm actually a pretty nice person. I just, like, I know what I want, right? If you know what you want, then go for what you want. Don't make excuses and don't bullshit yourself. Don't play yourself. And then Tinder. Tinder is like 80% of the chicks are down to hook up, but they just want to, like, have a good vibe first. So the goal is, dude, fucking instant sex with as little effort and as low cost as possible. And I know that girls hate to hear that, but it's the truth. Come on, you know it's the truth. Guys want to fuck immediately, pregame at your place, right? Let's just hang out and cuddle, watch Netflix, right? Like, you know the drill. And girls want, I don't know, what do girls want? They want to feel very attractive. They want a hot guy, you know? They want to have sex just as much as we do. They just don't admit it. And then, you know, perhaps they want to go out and have fun. But, like, that's, like, I don't have time or money to do that. I don't want to go out. I don't want to have fun, like, at the bar. I don't want to have fun in a bar. I don't want to have fun at a fucking club. Right? You know? I'm fucking boring. Like, let's go to the movie theaters, make out, and go back to your place and fuck. Like, hello? I need someone. Like, if there's gonna be a longer lasting relationship, it's gonna mostly be you're hanging out while I'm working. You know, God, that sounds so boring and terrible, but you know, that's just where I'm at right now. That's what I want, okay? And a lot of girls are willing to give it to me. It's just that, I don't know, I've just gotten bored. And, you know, shit, maybe I should have said things in a nicer way, but, you know, I want sex and I want intimacy, and then after a while I'm good, like, or I'm bored, right? Or I want more sex with a different chick, right? I mean, I'm not, like, fuck boy. Like, I don't lead girls on. It's just that if I get bored the moment I feel it, I can't, like, I have to be true to myself, like, I have to be true to my feelings, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, we'll just see what happens, putting the thoughts out there to the universe. Like, it's not wrong being a sexual guy. It's not wrong being a sexual girl. There was this girl at Goodwill, I'm pretty sure she was down, but I don't know, she was only alright. And you would have to make the move, like, that's how I feel. So I was talking to this girl on Bumble, and she's like, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not feeling a romantic vibe, but we could be friends or maybe like friends with benefits. She got really pissed. And she was like, who do you think you are? It's not like I was going to sleep with you. But she lives in Katy, right? That's 30 minutes away. I don't have time to do some fucking long distance shit for a chick I'm not into, right? So I'm trying to accelerate. Now, maybe there's something I could have said. I probably didn't even need to say that. I probably could have just, like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to lead people on. But at the same time, like, I don't want to waste my time either. So, anyways. You can call me the almighty fuckboy. You can call me the ultimate douchebag. I'm a douchebag, I'm an asshole, I'm a fuckboy, you know, and I am a good person too. So, anyways.